a bank, or a mattress.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. You wonder why the stock market is headed for its worst year since the 1930s? It's because people don't trust Wall Street with their money. A new CNN poll says three-quarters of Americans would rather put their money in the bank or under a mattress than invest in stocks or bonds. About the same percentage believes fraud, like the Bernard Madoff scandal, is common among financial advisors and institutions. Which brings me to the collapse of IndyMac Bank. The bank imploded this summer, but we're just learning what happened before that. A government regulator is accused of covering up IndyMac's problems. Steve Henn has our story.
According to the Treasury Department's Inspector General, Eric Thorson, a regulator at the Office of Thrift Supervision allowed IndyMac Bank to backdate an infusion of new capital last spring. The new cash let the bank appear healthy in public filings, when in fact it had so little money, normal rules would have required it to stop accepting brokered deposits.
This capital window dressing that took place allowed IndyMac to stay open for at least another couple of months.
Bert Ely is a banking consultant. He says the maneuver probably cost the FDIC millions, if not billions, when it was finally forced to take the bank over in July. Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa is outraged.
What was done in the case of IndyMac was a violation of law, costing the FDIC $8 to $9 billion.
According to Inspector General Thorson, other thrifts like IndyMac were also permitted to backdate capital infusions on their public records. But just which banks were involved hasn't been revealed. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Wall Street's expected to open higher this morning, despite a raft of downer economic numbers from overseas. It just seems that the worst is already priced into the market. In Asia, stocks fell across the board, but European shares are up a fraction so far. The Dow is at 85.19 after dropping a fraction yesterday, 59 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P had bigger losses, around 2%. A survey out this morning says less than 40% of Americans went shopping over the weekend. That's at least a six-year low for the last weekend before Christmas. Some people aren't even buying cards. There's a little ditty going around the web. Times are tough. Life is hard. Let's just skip your greeting card. Here's Bob Moon.
When it comes to sending out season's greetings, it seems hard-pressed Americans have been checking their list twice and cutting back. It's not that people have suddenly abandoned what the industry's trade group calls a cultural tradition, but the Greeting Card Association's Barbara Miller says it stands to reason that tighter times are, well, in the cards.
I think you can pretty well anticipate that in difficult times people may perhaps purchase cards that aren't quite as expensive, or maybe drop one or two people off of their list that are more casual acquaintances. But overall, it's not that expensive of a tradition.
The association expects 85% of Americans will still send some sort of card this year. But earlier this month, American Greetings was forced to send out unhappy notices in the form of pink slips to several hundred workers. It could be worse, but the industry has actually been seeing increasing sales of business-oriented greetings as corporate clients do what they can to reach out to customers. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
I think we could use a laugh this morning. National Lampoon has a new spoof on YouTube, the Santa Claus bailout hearings. Santa tells Congress he needs $25 billion for his North Pole workshop to survive.
What really gets us into this position was the tech gift these kids want now. You really think a bunch of elves who are used to whittling baseball bats can reverse engineer an iPod, figure it out, and then build 700 million of them?
How did you reach the $25 billion figure for this particular request?
We account for an average of 5.5 gifts per child per household, and then double that if the parents miss a pop one, a football game or two.
Why $25 billion? I mean, why not 26?
Right. Well, I personally would feel awkward asking for $26 billion. That would be ridiculous, but $25 billion really is quite reasonable.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.
As much anger as is directed at Wall Street for the fallout of this year, There are a lot of regular people who lost their jobs in the financial sector, and they had nothing to do with bad mortgages or Ponzi schemes. Jill Barchet talked to one of them as she prepared for the holidays.
Until a few weeks ago, Christine Elbert worked in a Midtown Manhattan office tower. On any given morning, she was usually busy at work on marketing strategies for her boutique investment firm. These days, weekday mornings find her
getting my daughter breakfast and getting her out the door. I have a two-year-old daughter by now. Time flies.
Elbert was laid off as a senior vice president of marketing in late October. Not much need for marketing after the firm lost hundreds of millions in assets. On a recent Wednesday, Elbert has already been up for hours, job hunting online. Her laptop sits open in the corner of the living room.
I haven't really found any position that has everything that I'm looking for, let's say, but I'm out there looking.
Elbert's small, one-bedroom apartment on the Upper West Side also serves as headquarters for her husband's travel business. It's not doing well either. Elbert hopes she has enough money in the bank to get through the next 12 months.
I feel fortunate, at least, you know, that we did develop a savings cushion and we're not going to be out of our home or anything that's happening to a lot of the rest of the people around the country. But still, it's very stressful and challenging. And we want to be able to save up money for our daughter's college and save up money for our retirement, not just drain down our savings right now.
For Christmas, Elbert is visiting her parents in Florida, as she does every year. But she misses the holiday camaraderie at the office.
You're laid off and escorted out of the building right away, so you don't even have any way to get in touch with anyone to wish them well or say goodbye. So that's probably one of the hardest parts, particularly around this time of year, is just being able to keep in touch with people that you, you know, built your lives with.
Now Elbert is looking at a new life.
What do you want to wear today?
In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Share your stories with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.